Have you ever watched somebody puff themselves up like they've got life whipped? Proud of their status, proud of their money, proud of their background, proud of their morality, or proud of their church attendance, proud of being better than most folks. Paul comes into Romans chapter 3 with a needle in his hand, and he starts popping those that are puffed up balloons. And he says, then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. That's strong language. Paul is saying that justification by faith alone slams the door shut on human pride. And why is that? Because salvation is not a team effort between you and Jesus. You bring the sin, but Jesus brings the rescue. And that changes a man. Have you ever had an air compressor that would never fill up because the release valve was open underneath? Well, that's what the gospel does to pride. It opens the valve and lets all the hot air out of us. So you can't stand at the foot of the cross and brag about yourself. You can't look at Calvary and say, look what I accomplished. No, faith empties itself of self-reliance and leans wholly upon Christ. And friend, that kind of humility changes your marriage, your parenting, your church membership, all of your relationships. Humble people don't have to win every argument. Humble people don't have to be the center of attention. Humble people know they've been rescued by grace. So where has pride quietly crept into your own heart? Today, ask the Lord to turn the release valve and empty you of self-boasting. Pray this prayer with me. Father, teach me to boast in Christ only and always. And here's two other peoples that you can pray for. Pray for our Creative Access missionaries in India, and also pray for the Dindweli Lifeword broadcast for the people of Tanzania.